Hey guys, this is Shauna Leigh from Selling the Hawaiian Way, and today I am talking to you agents about cutting the negativity and learning to do it anyways. So you're probably like, what in the world is she talking about? I'm talking about when you get into real estate, although you may think that you're ready to put yourself out there, you're like, you know what? I can sell property. I can definitely do that. I can find somebody that's going to buy this apartment. I can sell that property. And then when push comes to shove and you need to market your business, what I've seen is a lot of agents have a very either quick or long learning curve when they're trying to market themselves and when they're trying to ask for business. So if we were just to talk about marketing, for instance, right now we're almost in 2024. It is the social media era. I think that it is both a pro and a con. Pro because now for such a low cost, if not for free, you're able to have so much exposure to so many people in the world at a time where you normally wouldn't have been able to have that opportunity years back. I'm talking about like in the 90s or the 80s where you needed this massive budget and you needed to send mailers and you needed to send snail mail in order to capture business and capture attention. It is now easier than ever to go ahead and put content out there, educate people, and start winning business through the social media arm. However, it does, and this is the con to the pro, it does include putting yourself out there. And honestly, that can be really uncomfortable for people who've never done that before. Personally, I have been selling since the age of 7 or 8 years old, literally door to door selling donuts. That is another story of my life, but I have also been a professional Polynesian dancer on stage since the age of 8 and a competitive dancer. And I'm not telling you these things to say, oh my God, I'm so amazing. I'm telling you these things because of the fact that that's the reason why I am comfortable putting myself out there. I am comfortable propositioning business. I am comfortable asking for business. I'm comfortable meeting new people, talking to new people, because let's face it, I'm in my mid-30s. Although everybody usually thinks I'm a little bit younger, the fact is that I'm in my mid-30s and I've been doing this since the age of 7 or 8 years old. Do you know how long that is? Longer than I would like to admit. And the reason why I'm telling you these things is because I don't want you to look at me and then to compare your life to just what you see on the outside. Everybody has a story, right? And your story may not be that. And that's okay. Because guess what? Everybody starts somewhere. And today could be your day. And this is exactly what this episode is about. It's about understanding what you truly need to do in order to aid to your success and to become a successful real estate agent. So, how do you put yourself out there when you're uncomfortable? And you know what the reality is? This is what I tell my agents. You just gotta do it. Even if that means that you bombed and you did terrible and you're like, oh my God, Shauna, I did so bad. When my agents tell me that, you know what I tell them? Don't focus on that. The fact is, what I'm hearing right now is you're telling me that you did it. And because you did it, I am proud of you. Because you did something that you sat there and you thought about for forever and you finally made a decision and you finally executed on something that you needed to do that's gonna help you in your business. That's fine. You can put something out on social media. You could look really awkward doing it, but the fact of the matter is you felt the fear, but what ended up winning was your commitment to your business. You press post anyways. understand that even the best of the best people, I think that we're our worst critic. I'm by far my worst critic. Sometimes I'll record something many times, still not like it, and just be like, you know what, whatever. I can't be focused on this. And I'll push publish, and I'm gonna post it anyways. And I'm like, you know what, fine. Because at the end of the day, you can always take these things down later. But what you cannot do is you cannot afford to not put yourself out there. Your business cannot afford for you to not execute on your plans and your commitment to your business. No matter how ridiculous it makes you feel, no matter how much you don't want to do it, you need to ask yourself, how much do I want to be successful? And if you want to be successful, you got to put yourself out there, especially when you're trying to build your business, you're trying to gain traction. You got to do that. And sometimes my agents will ask me, but what if people say negative things about me? What if people criticize me? What if people judge me? Does it matter? They're judging you anyways. They will always judge you, whether or not you post something on social media or you don't. You don't need to post something related to real estate in order for people to criticize your picture. But are you going to focus on that? Are you going to focus on the fact that all these people are saying negative things about you? Or are you going to focus on the fact that, you know what? I don't care about what they're saying. Because I am committed to my business. Are they paying for my bills? Are they going to help to provide for my family? No, they're not. You are. It's your responsibility to be committed to your success so that your success can provide the financial freedom that you need to do whatever it is that you want, whether it's paying off your student loans, whether it's helping your parents to retire, whether it's taking care of your family. It sounds really silly to think that, well, just because I'm not posting on social media doesn't mean that I'm not committed. But it kind of does. Because in a world where we live in social media realm, and attention is very important for your business, especially if you happen to be in a city as competitive as New York City, you need to think about, how am I going to get more attention? How am I going to educate people? How am I going to see people, meet people, get more business? What am I doing? And the thing is that it's so easy for people to criticize. It is so easy for people to say, oh, they're not that good. Because who doesn't like negativity? The world loves negativity. Personally, I grew up with negativity. I was a very aggressive, competitive dancer, and I was very, very, very good at a very young age. And I was also a great tennis player, and I was also in beauty contests, and I won multiple titles. And look, I liked competition. I loved winning. Growing up, I loved winning. It didn't mean that I won all the time, but I won more times than I lost. And I don't say that arrogantly. I'm just telling you what happened. And the fact of the matter is, there were a lot of people, there were a lot of other kids that said very negative things about me growing up. And when I was really young, I did find those things hurtful. But my mom kept telling me, don't pay attention. Don't pay attention to people. Don't pay attention to what they're saying. Just focus on what you need to do. Which was winning. That's what my job was when I was younger, right? And so, even though I had built up a little protective armor where I didn't care as much about what other people thought is actually really helpful for today, because still to this day, I'll have people who say negative things or sarcastic things or, you know, some underhanded side comment. And to be honest with you, I'm so used to it because I've been through it for so many years of my life, ever since I was like 10 years old up until now in my mid 30s, that it just bounces off of me. I don't care because I know what they're trying to do. It's so much easier to criticize than it is to actually create and to produce. And so because I know what that feeling is part of the reason why I am telling you that you need to be more committed to your success. And you really need to push out all the noise, because the noise that people make and all of their little chitter chatter, what are they doing in their life? Exactly. Criticizing, right? So focused on your life that they're not focused on their life. Hey, you know, Grant Cardone, Cardi B, so many of other people that are extremely famous will say, where would I be without my haters, right? Because as you continue to grow, as you continue to shine, you naturally attract people who are envious, who are jealous, who are annoyed with your content, who knows? Because everybody got an opinion. But the fact of the matter is, I am the person that's here to tell you, you need to be committed to your success, and more committed to your success then you are listening to the negative voices of other people and their opinions. And you know what I'm going to tell you about that? Anybody that starts hitting me with too much negativity and too much criticism and, oh, I think this and I think that and blah, 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 I stop talking to them, because I don't need to hear that. Neither do you. Unless criticism is going to help to make your business bigger and better, you shouldn't pay any attention to that. You have to be like a horse with blinders. You have to look at where you're going, and you need to surround yourself with people who motivate you, who inspire you, people that push you to drive even further than you're capable of driving. And it still doesn't mean that you want to be the best. It doesn't mean that you have to be the best. You know, I think that one of the biggest misconceptions that people have is that they think that, oh, I'm gonna hit this goal and that's it, and I'm gonna feel amazing. But it's not about the goal. It's about the journey that it takes to get there, and then feeling amazing, knowing that you've accomplished that goal. But that feeling of it feeling amazing is literally less than 5 minutes long. It's not all it's cracked up to be. It's the ability to push yourself, the ability to feel like I've accomplished something, or I am working towards a goal. It's as cliche as it sounds, I know, it's about the journey. It's about you pushing yourself, asking yourself, am I really capable of this? This is so against my personality. This is so against who it is that I am on the inside. But I am so committed to being successful, and I'm so committed to succeeding in this job, whether it's because my parents didn't believe that I could do it, whether it's because nobody in high school believed in me or everybody thought that I wouldn't be successful. Now I have something to prove. It's because I have an obligation and a duty to my family in order to be successful. I don't care what the reason is. But you need to look for that burning desire and that reason in order to put yourself out there. And always understand that even the people that are super comfortable doing it, myself included, there's still times where I need to close my eyes and press publish, or I need to just post it. I'm like, oh, whatever, just post the damn thing and get it done with. Because I know that the way that I feel about it is irrelevant. It's not important. What's important is that I'm executing, I am doing it, I am taking action. And that is the difference between those who excel and those who don't. You gotta take risks. You gotta put yourself out there. You gotta ask for the business. You gotta put yourself in uncomfortable positions. Because that's the only way that you're gonna grow. And that is the message that I give my agents. I make kind of jokes. I'm like, you know what? I'm having my Tony Robbins moment, okay, right now. And that is that if you're so afraid of failing, you'll never grow because you'll never put yourself out there. And if you'll never put yourself out there, you'll never be successful. Because in entrepreneurship and in this line of business, there are going to be many moments that you're absolutely going to bomb, and that's okay. Because you're growing in those moments. And whether you've been in the business for 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, life always throws you new curveballs, and you always need to figure out how I'm going to try and navigate this. How can I do this better? How could I have done this a little bit better? How do I stop myself from making that same mistake? But the fact is that you still maybe did something that you could have handled a little bit better. Wasn't necessarily that perfect. There was still something where you're like, you know, Shauna, I didn't handle that well. That didn't go over well. But anytime my agents tell me, oh my God, that was so terrible, I could have definitely done that a little bit better, I always remind them, like, but you did it. You still did it. And you got to sit down and think about how you could have made it a little bit better and just do it better next time. But to ask perfection of yourself right now, at whatever stage you're in, without being in an expert stage already, is you're being too hard on yourself. You got to bring it back to the basics. And the basics is when you are fearful of something, you need to do it. And you need to do it anyways. And you cannot pay attention to the negative people that are going to say and criticize the things that you say or do. You just need to do it because it's not their life. If you continually listen to everybody else who's going to say something negative, you're not going to get anywhere. Understand that everybody has an opinion, that everybody thinks that they know the best thing for you. But what is the best thing for yourself? Only you know. What do you want to accomplish? What do you want to do for your life? You know, these big questions on why I'm doing this. Why are you doing this? And you need to make that front and center every single day, especially when this industry starts pissing you off, because it will do a really good job at aggravating you. Sometimes you won't understand why people said that, you won't understand why somebody treated you that way, you won't understand like how a deal fell apart. If I could keep on naming things beyond, but your commitment to your success and your commitment to yourself needs to override all of those things, and that's going to give you the motivation that you need so that when you feel fearful, you're going to push through that fear no matter what. Guys, thank you so much for always listening, for always tuning in. As always, these tips and the advice that I give you are the same type of advice that I give my agents that work for us at our firm, because I'm here to help your growth. I'm here to pay it forward to everybody who has contributed to my growth and contributes to my growth as a real estate broker in New York City. And just understand that all of these things are only here to help you. So thank you so much, as always, for always listening. And until next time, guys, mahalo.